Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have the head coach of the Newton Colfax Pella Aqua Girls, Kaylee Franke. And Kaylee, thanks for joining us today. You had a home meet, last home meet, as a matter of fact,
yes,
earlier this week, and took on Boone and Carroll and came out victorious there. You had one of your swimmers set a new school record, too, so that was a pretty good meet.
Yeah, I mean, we're back-to-back now on school records. Tori White set one at senior night, and then Harper Barton set one, so we're really, really lucky, and we saw a lot of PRs too, so times were dropping. It was kind of a weird mix of a really fast pool and a really slow pool. It really happened event to event, but we're happy with the outcome that it gave Harper for sure.
Yeah, definitely. She said she was a little nervous, but I said, well, apparently the pressure's good for you since
you
pulled it out since you knew that was going to be last chance. Possibly.
She walked up to me at practice the night before, and just kind of the way that coaches and athletes do, she grabbed me by the shoulder and she said, I'm going to get that tomorrow. And I said, yes, you are, young lady. And she did exactly what she said she would.
So. Now, her younger sister swims with the team, too. Are they anything alike?
No.
No.
And,
night and day?
And, yes, and they have a little sister that we'll get next year.
Oh, wow.
And you could not find three girls that share such similar passions yet carry themselves so differently. And it's really enjoyable to be around.
So you're going to have Two more Bartons next year, too.
Yep, it'll be double Barton again next year.
So that's good. You know,
it is. We've got a lot of good talent coming in next year. Yeah. Our own assistant coach, her daughter, will be joining the team next year. We'll have another sibling duo with the Weave girls, and they're also pretty speedy. So we're going to have two pretty fast sibling duos. So a lot to look forward to the remainder of this season, but also a lot of really joyful things to look forward to next season, and we're seeing that all come together. But right now, we're just trying to soak up the moments that we're in. We are officially in kind of that high competition in our qualifying meets. Everything going forward is special, is important. It's conference, then it's districts, then it's state. So
you got two conference meets.
We do have two conference meets.
Explain that.
So something that's really, really unique to our area specifically, and I don't just mean Newton, Colfax, Mingo, and Pella, but is that swim got moved. So everyone swims the same, not the same conference, but we all swim the same division, I guess you could say. But our conference that Newton truly belongs to, we still do a little Hawkeye conference. And so we'll be in Indianola for conference meet number one, and then we'll be in Grinnell for our true conference meet number two. But we are a team that swims two conference meets because we swim with like our conference of origin and as well as our swim conference. It's the best way I can explain it.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So back-to-back conference meets are about 36 hours apart. So I'm really, really encouraging the girls to fuel and rest on Wednesday.
Definitely. Talk about coaching this year. What's been the most challenging thing? You came in kind of late. What's been the most challenging thing for you coaching this team this year?
I am somebody who likes to prep.
I like to take
every class possible before we're in the middle of it. And so I think truly how quickly I walked into my role, that's kind of what I would have loved to do, some of like the online stuff for Bound and things like that. Yeah. Just the things that greater equip me to equip them. But you know, we're learning as we go and we're doing okay, doing things a little out of the ordinary, and that's really all you can ask for. But the biggest blessing in this turnaround has genuinely been, Kara and I both came into this late, and the way that we are able to rally around each other, but also the way that our swim parents rally around us. We are so lucky. They saw that everything was happening at the last minute and they really stepped up and made things happen. We've got Lori Moffitt here and Kim Netter and Pella both like really, really make sure our girls have what they need. And Lori's just been such a blessing. And then actually we had a couple of our club swim families step up and be like, this is where our daughters will land someday. And we know that this team is in a season of transition with two brand new coaches. How can we help this season? So we actually have two club swim parents that have stepped up and been volunteers before their girls even get here. And we're really, really lucky. So it was kind of a blessing and a curse because I am a prepper and I like to be prepared. But we got to see this beautiful way that the community really surrounded the program because of the timeline. And that was a beautiful and unique experience as a first-year coach.
So it turned out about as good as it could.
Yeah.
Good deal. Speaking of learning, I understand you're being taught some of the traditions of the swim team here.
I sure am. Tomorrow is carpool karaoke night, and I've only ever seen carpool karaoke on James Corden, so I am excited to see our swimmers do it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that tradition started under Coach P or Coach Nick, but I know that the girls love it, so I'm excited to see it for the first time.
Wow, geez. Yeah.
They do a special team shirt every year, so they just got that wrapped up for districts. We obviously have our team banquet every year and some of the traditions that come with that. But I know we've got like 5 things coming up, so I don't know where to start, to be honest, because as you just stated, I'm learning. And we did the team triathlon at the start of our season, which is an old tradition, and now I'm kind of learning our late season traditions. One of my favorite ones that the girls have that we haven't really gotten to do yet this year, but I'd love to see them do in these next few meets, is they do ribbons for shout outs, where it's just like craft store ribbon. And that's why you see all of our girls have ribbons across their bags.
Okay.
And so that's something that I kind of fumbled on bringing in and carrying through in the start of our season that I'd really like to see them enjoy with one another through this second half.
Now, stakes come up here pretty quick. It's going to be hard to decide who swims what, or you kind of pretty much think you're set on that.
Well, this is the week for me to make the one final shift that we may be doing. But other than outside of there is one individual and one relay race that we're looking at maybe doing a change on. Okay. And outside of that, everyone's set in stone. They're doing what they'll be doing.
All right, good deal. Well, anything else you want to say before we wrap it up this week?
I guess I would just like to say a little bit of a thank you to the 3 communities that represent our swim team. Change is never easy, especially when you're coming off of not one, but 2 really invested coaches that have ties to the community. So I thank you for welcoming in an outsider and letting me invest in something that means so much to your community, because it's been one of the best parts of my fall.
All right, good deal. Well, best of luck going forward.
Thank you.
And we're talking to Newton Colfax, Megapel Aqua Girls head coach, Kaylee Frankie, on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.